I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, March 2. Coming up, JDF Coast Guard gets two new surveillance vessels, government to strengthen public-private partnership framework, and 60 kilometers of cane roads in St. Elizabeth to be rehabilitated. The news in detail after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Manchester and surrounding areas can visit the Mandeville tax office on March 6 and 7 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations, or see the press for details.
Now the news. Jamaica is ahead of schedule in achieving the goal of having 30% of its energy consumption coming from renewable energy sources by the year 2030. That's the word from Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, who says Jamaica is currently extracting more than 10% of its electricity from renewable sources. The minister was speaking at the launch of the Sustainable Energy and Climate Change Master's Program at the University of Technology, UTEC, Thursday. He says the launch of the program is indicative of UTEC's understanding of the need to align curriculum with industry and national demands.
Through the creation of this pioneer multidisciplinary master's program, which will graduate critical thinkers and innovators in the sustainable energy and green economy fields, UTEC's Caribbean Sustainable Energy and Innovation Institute and the Faculty of the Built Environment have and will continue to tangibly contribute to the research and innovation-oriented development path we are on.
UTEC has partnered with the German Society for International Cooperation through the CARICOM Renewable Energy Efficiency Technical Assistance Program to offer the master's degree program. The Jamaica Defence Force JDF Coast Guard has received two new maritime offshore surveillance vessels which will be used to boost its ability to patrol and protect the island's borders. The two country-class patrol vessels, HMJS Cornwall and HMJS Middlesex, were officially commissioned into service at the HMJS Cagway in Port Royal, Kingston on Tuesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the acquisition of the vessels is part of wider strategies to secure Jamaica's borders and is a significant part of an integrated and comprehensive set of measures to reduce crime.
The acquisition of these vessels will ensure that they are not only able to deter, but to interdict any activity occurring in the maritime domain. The addition of the maritime patrol aircraft in short order will also significantly enhance the unit's capability to detect and monitor any activity as required.
Prime Minister Holness adds that local and international stakeholders can be assured of the enhanced response capabilities when navigating Jamaican waters. The government is moving to consolidate the framework for collaboration with the private sector to develop infrastructure projects. General Manager for Public-Private Partnerships and Privatization at the Development Bank of Jamaica, Denise Arana, says public-private partnerships, PPPs, are being positioned as a central component of government's efforts to achieve economic growth and development. As a result, several steps have been taken to ensure all ministries, departments, and agencies are equipped to execute these types of projects.
The government is creating that framework to facilitate private sector intervention. We have policies in place. We have no funding to support ministries, departments, and agencies on the government side to properly prepare these projects to take it to the market.
Ms. Arana was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Key sectors in which PPPs will be utilized going forward are renewable energy, reducing non-revenue water, and transport-based infrastructure. And approximately 60 kilometers of roadway from the Long Pond Estate in Trelawney to the Appleton Factory in St. Elizabeth is to be rehabilitated under the Sugar Transformation Program. The work is to be completed over the next two financial years under the Cane Hall Roads Rehabilitation Project. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the project will connect the two major sugar-producing areas, with sugarcane being transported to the Appleton factory for processing.
With the improvement in the road, it will make a tremendous difference in the travel time and the general efficiency of moving the cane to the factory.
Works will include the rehabilitation of the main road pavement, including the installation of new curb walls and concrete drainage channels. The Sugar Transformation Program is funded by the European Union, the EU. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.